I normally take my watch off, but I'm not going to do so this evening. It was a little over 20 years ago, and I think I was in Brazil when someone said to me, "Have you heard the news?" I said, "What news is that?" Joey Piper is going to be president of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. I'd never heard of Joey Piper, and I'd never heard of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. So I smiled. When I came back to Scotland, I was chatting to Sinclair Ferguson one day, and I said, "Oh, have you heard the news?" A fellow called Joey Piper is going to Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary as its new president. And Sinclair looked at me with one of his looks and says, "Wow, that's going to shake things up." I had no idea what he meant then, but I know what he meant now. It's a vast pleasure for me to be here this evening. Joey and I, if I don't call him Dr. Pipe, it's not out of any disrespect, but we've been friends now for upwards of 17 years. He's been not only a friend, an encourager, he generously invites me regularly to speak at the conference. The accent is what does it. Joey Piper is many things. He's the president of a seminary. He's a theological teacher. He's a pastor. He's a scholar. He's an author. He's a mentor. He's a would-be golfer. And the emphasis is on the would-be rather than the golfer. But if you want to know Joey Piper, you need to know two things about him. He's a sinner saved by grace, and he's a pilgrim traveling from this world to a better world. When I was reflecting on what I might say this evening, a number of things, too many to mention, came to mind, but there were five or six things that I simply wanted to mention in passing that have impressed me over the years of our friendship. First of all, he's a man who loves his Savior. Yes, he's a Reformed Christian. He's committed to the theology and the pastoral reality undergirding that theology of the Westminster Standards. That's right and good and proper. But before he is anything, he is a blood-redeemed Christian who loves his Savior. And that's one of the hallmarks of the theology taught at Greenville. Yes, there is a concern rightly to educate and well-furnish the minds of the students. But a well-furnished mind without a heart love to the Lord Jesus Christ is barrenness that will ultimately lead to atheism. Heart love for the Savior. Secondly, heart love for Sissy. Now, it's not hard to love Sissy. She is the better part of the whole. There may be in this world a more hospitable couple, though I doubt it. Many of you here tonight, like myself, my wife Joan, who's unable to be here through illness, have experienced hospitality that is, and I use the word, I think, advisedly, breathtaking. I've never known a couple who so opened their home, their hearts, their generosity, not just to people they know well and like, but to all kinds of people. Their house always seems to be filled with people. And that's one of the marks of a Christian, and it's one of the prized marks of a Christian who's been set apart by God to be a theological mentor and director in the lives of others. Hospitality is a sine qua non of Christian leadership, and Joey and Sissy together exemplify it in spades. He loves his Savior, he loves his wife, and that's a delight to see. He loves his students. He's there to teach them, to instruct them, to encourage them, to challenge them, and when necessary, to rebuke them. But I would be astonished if there were a student these past 20 years who didn't know that he was loved by the president of the seminary. He has a heart concern for the students that is palpable. Yes, he wants them to be men who have been shaped and styled by orthodox creedal theology and piety, but he wants them to know that they are men who are loved and who will enter the ministry knowing that they are loved by those who have sought to teach them. And that is a great thing. Please God, Greenville will never lose that note. Fifthly, Joey's a man who knows a lot of stuff. My two girls use that word. It's not a word I would normally use, but I couldn't think of the Latin equivalent. My students in Edinburgh, where I teach, had two complaints. Well, they were quite kind to me, but the two complaints were Dr. Hamilton expects us to read too much, to which my faculty response was, get a life. And the second was, he doesn't always translate the Latin, to which I replied, I always do, but you don't always listen. But Joey knows a lot of stuff. He reads widely, he's written widely, but here's the one thing I want to mention. Never once, and I can say this with a clear conscience before God, I believe, never once in 17 years has he ever tried to impress me. Never once has he tried to say, do you know what I've written, or do you know what I've read? I think that is a mark of a man that God can use. Never once, and that struck me thinking about it this past week. He knows a lot of stuff, but he holds that knowledge lightly and doesn't hold it out dramatically. Number five, he's gentle but threatening. He's a bit like Aslan. Lucy says to, is it the beaver, Aslan, is he safe? Of course he's not safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. About 15, 16 years ago, a very dear friend of mine called John Marshall, who's now in glory, I'd come to Cambridge, and he was a wonderful encouragement to me. Joey knew John Marshall. And I said to John one day, you know, John, I'm so glad you're my friend. If you were my enemy, you'd scare me to death. And I think Joey Piper's like that. I'm so glad he's my friend, because if he wasn't my friend, I think I would tremble somewhat. But you know, he's gentle to the bruised and to the broken, fierce in the face of the enemies of the gospel, both within the church and without, rightly so, but gentle and unthreatening to those who need the balm of Jesus Christ. And the last thing that struck me was how committed Joey has been, not just to Greenville, to the PCA, to the church in America, but to the wider church. I'm a minister in the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, tiny little denomination that's grown from 5 to maybe 20 congregations now and committed to church planting. Two of our men studied at Greenville, and Joey's been a wonderful encouragement over many, many years to a little one-horse outfit from one perspective. And he has poured encouragement, time, money, and his own talents into coming, teaching, ministering in our congregations. And he's held in the highest regard beyond these shores. And his commitment to the wider Church of Jesus Christ is something that is a true mark of Reformed Christians. Godly Catholicity was one of the hallmarks of John Calvin. And I see that in Joey. And like Calvin, Joey's understood that he only wanted to be a better theologian so that he might be a better pastor. And so we're here, yes, rightly to honour this faithful servant of God, but Joy would be the first to say, please don't finish with me. So I won't. Everything Joy Piper is, he is by the grace of God. He's got nothing to boast about. Absolutely nothing. And so tonight we are here to say, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name be the glory. Because that's the one place where the glory truly belongs. Joy, a privilege to be your friend, a privilege to be a colleague, and a privilege to be here to speak, not just on my own behalf, but I know on behalf of all who are here this evening. May the Lord keep you faithful, and may you never presume upon his grace, but every day know that by grace alone you stand.